discover to serve the Lord to pay off after a while. I heard Saul begin to say in the 13th chapter of Acts, in the 9th verse, well, the Bible says, Saul to Paul.
That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Justin Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast on KAYT. By way of announcements, on October the 18th through the 19th, Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ will be celebrating 101 years of service to Leesville, Fort Polk, and surrounding communities. Saturday, October the 18th, at 6 o'clock p.m., will be a musical extravaganza featuring local groups, praise dancers, and the Johnson Temple Reunion Choir. This celebration will culminate on Sunday, October the 19th at 3 o'clock p.m. Our guest for this event is Superintendent Donnell Catalan, pastor of the Greater Freeman Memorial Church of God in Christ, along with his musical aggregation from Lake Charles, Louisiana. The public is invited to join us as we reflect on the incredible journey God has led us, generations of faithful members, countless stories of lives transformed, and a legacy of love that continues to grow. Lastly, we are serving Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program that takes place every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items, along with a hot meal, are offered to individuals in need. This service is offered to the public regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir, followed by the Word of God from Elder Jeffrey Johnson, an associate elder at the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
And get less. Have you ever noticed that? I hate when I go to somewhere and I pay for something and the teller tells me the price and I give them $100 and they give me $3.39 back. That bothers me. It seems like there should be more in return. And then I think about on my job, God laid this and told me this morning, that when you're on your job, they seem like when you, some of y'all retired, but some of y'all still work, so I'm gonna speak for that. But then there's times that we're asked to give more, but they don't want to pay us anymore. You get the same pay, but they won't double the work. It seems like it ain't fair, right? After I buy something, I look in the basket, and sometimes after I pay for it, I look in, I'm saying I paid this much, and I look and say, what did I get for this amount of money? And they say, what did I pay for? You go to a restaurant, and you order your food, and you they raised the price, but they cutting back on the amount. Getting stingy with the food. I'm just talking about there's an exchange here that doesn't seem fair. Follow it. Walk with me for a minute. I promise I'm not going to be before you long. It just doesn't seem fair. It seems like you're paying more, but you're getting less. God's giving. You can't beat God's giving. I have seen it time and time again that you cannot beat God's giving. You may think that you're just giving $2 because that's all you have, and you think, well, that's not a lot. But let me tell you something. That $2 that you gave from your right heart and the right mind, from the right spirit, is more than anything you can ever desire. God can take that $2 and make $200 out of it. God can take $2 and make $2,000. God can take whatever you give him, long as you're giving it in the right spirit, in the right love, in the right mindset, and turn around and be a blessing unto you. It may not be money. It might be peace of mind. It might be a miracle. You broke down and God sent that person to come pick you up. That fire that started in your house didn't allow it to let the smoke kill you that night. The day that you went laid down and you were sick, but God allowed life to stay in your body. You can't pay God anyway. I want to make sure that's clear. But I read John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world. Oh, my God. That he gave his begotten son. He gave his only begotten son. And because he gave, what are we giving in return? I'm asking the question, Debbie, because I know we have a tendency. We were talking about praying for one another on this morning, and I told him we were talking about how you can't be selfish, and even in the unselfishness, you can't be selfish to pray for your brother and sister when you're always praying for yourself. And then you can't pray for your brother and sister when you the right way, when you're not really thinking of them, you're just going through the motions. You have to understand that there's a right spirit that has to be in you. God said, you must worship me in spirit and in truth. There is something within you that has to line up with God and be on one accord with God so that he can receive what you're asking him for so that he can bless the person that you're praying for. Are we giving our time? God has given his best, but what are we giving him in return? This is what I'm talking about. There's an exchange that it does not seem fair sometimes because are we giving our time, not every second of the day, but the best we can, turning off the TV and stealing away and meditating on God's word. Are you giving him your time? I understand there's some times that when we get caught up in the troubles of life, and there's so many things that are going on that we get so inundated in that. Now, me and my father, we love sports. And when I say love sports, we just love sports, man. It could be basketball, it could be polo. But if it's something that we want to see, we're going to watch it, right? If it's tennis, we can stay there for hours. And I told myself, I said, God, why is it that when your word comes and we get ready to read, why does it get so sleepy and I see it? Huh? When it's time to pray, I pray, and all of a sudden my knees start hurting, and I got to stretch it out, and I'm saying, Lord, I thank you. And then I'm ready to get up and even forget I'm even praying because I'm so focused on everything, because distractions, right? But what are we really, if we take the time to really give God the prayer time that he desires of us, the time to read the word like he desires of us? What if God, if we just gave that back to him, that's time out of your day that you set aside purposely to let God, to talk to God. I thank God for Elder Owens when he was saying that, you know, even though they have the prayer call, he said he prayed before the prayer call. That's what we should be doing. The Bible said pray without ceasing. I prayed all morning, all night, I think halfway in my sleep, just trying to make sure that when I got up here, I would not be wasting your time. Are we sharing our talents? Using your unique gifts and talents to bless God and his people for the glory of the Lord. You know, some of y'all can sing and some of y'all won't get in the choir. Some of you are worshipers, but you won't even raise your hands. You have a voice to speak out, but you won't even tell people about the Lord. You just got to understand that God deserves more than what we give him sometimes. A lot of times. We see what's going on in the world. They don't have a problem getting out there doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? They don't have no problem telling you they four-letter words. They don't have no problem telling you how big they are and all the money they got and who they do and, you know what I'm saying, throwing up the sign. They don't have a problem with that. Why is it that the saints have a problem with talking about Jesus? He is our Lord and Savior. We talked about the weapons that he gives us. He gives us a word so that we can combat the enemy. He gives us a word that we can speak over our body so we can be healed. He gives us a word that we can speak over our finances and we can be blessed. We are prosperous. Come on, y'all. You don't have to get scared every time somebody comes against you, because the Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Huh? And with his stripes, I am healed. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but God delivers out of them all. Huh? Come on. Yeah, we have to really use God's word. It's not just good stories. I have been thanking God for, I've been watching the House of David on Prime TV. I've been watching this series, The House of David. And as I was watching this, y'all have to forgive me. I love anything dealing with the Bible. But this story here hit so close to home with me. And I just said, I'm sitting there crying. I don't cry at movies too often. My wife can cry at a cartoon. But me, it got to really touch me. So, and this time, this story was coming, and I'm crying, and I'm saying, God, I thank you. I know there's a calling on my life. I know you have greater for me. I know I got to stand in the gap. And see, what it made me do is check myself. We all have to look at ourselves to see where we are. I can't be Missionary Taylor. I can't be a Mother Cole, a Missionary Cole. But I can be the best Jeffrey that God called me to be. So there's no jealousy in me. And when the elders go forth, I'm thanking God for them going forth. Elder Owens was up here praying. I was like, Lord, just keep blessing. Keep sending your spirit. You got to understand, it's not in the spirit is not just one person. It's in all of us. But when we get on one accord, so this is what I saw this morning. Yeah, I'm deviating for just a second. But this morning, I saw when we were talking about praying for one another, I thought about a spiritual force field being weaved. So if I'm praying for Sister Cole and Sister Cole praying for me, there's a bond that's already there, right? So then if we don't want to court and we start praying for Sister Taylor, and Sister Taylor start praying for Elder Taylor start praying for Elder Owens, and it starts going back and forth, this thing gets weaved. And we're covered under the same covering within God's will. Therefore, now anything that doesn't fit in, it may get pushed out. And anything that's trying to come in will not be able to come in. For what I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Oh, my God. Whatever loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is God's word. Are we sharing our money? When we come giving God our best offerings, our tithe, even helping those who are less fortunate. You know, we pick and choose who we want to give our money to. We come to the church, we can give, and then we don't know if we're giving our best, but we're going to give something, because they ain't nobody going to get rich off of me, and the pastor ain't going to get no new car off of me, and all they want to do is, all they want is money. Don't think like that. Don't think like that. Let me share this disclaimer. Elder Johnson will give his last to this church. He has given his last to the church. When y'all bless him with checks, I'm just sharing, he will never tell you, but when God blesses him with so many times y'all have blessed him, he has given the money right back to the church. Because God has blessed him in the way that he doesn't even need your money. Because he was a giver from the beginning. I'm saying it as an example to you that not, just don't think that you get that you're holding something back from God. Let give it when you come. Say you're giving it unto the Lord. If you want peace of mind, say, I'm giving it unto you, Lord. What you do with it, then it's you do with it. Don't worry about what man is saying about you. I don't care if you got just $1. I had to give $2. I'll tell it today. I gave $2 because I ain't got my checkbook. But I gave what I had. Okay. Help those that are in help. So. He said, the sick and those are the less fortunate you're going to have with you. I need you to bless them. I need you to touch them. These are the people that he has put in place for us to be blessed by giving unto them. Amen. Are we giving God our very best? If God has gave his best, would you think it would be fair to give him our best? Amen. He has made a way for us. All God wants is our best. He wants us to do everything through Jesus in love by faith. I'm going to say that again. God wants us to do everything through Jesus in love by faith. You are a Christian, a saint of God, a follower of Jesus. And as you being a follower of Jesus, you have the love of God in you. So now that you have the love of God in you, it's hard for you not to love your brother and your sister. You're wondering why when they do something wrong to you and you know you were angry, but then you soon let it push away because you say, well, you know, I'm sure they didn't mean to. But whether they did or didn't, I'm still going to forgive them. And I love them and I pray for them. That's when you know you got the love of God in you. But you got to do some things by faith. Sometimes it don't seem like, Lord, this is kind of, I can't see where this is going to work out for me. But according to thy word, that I can trust you and that you'll be with me, that you'll protect me, I'll stand on your word and I won't worry about it. And I'm going to still give and I'm going to still do. Matthew 22, 37 through and 39 said, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Verse 39 said, and the second is to love thy neighbor as thyself. The love that is in your heart is of God, for God is love. You have to understand that what we are giving, what he's giving you, you're not supposed to hold the love. Love is not love until you give it away. I'm going to say that again. Love is not love until you give it away. You cannot give love if you ain't got love in your heart. But if God has given it to you, it's an abundance that he can want you to share with others. Sometimes your love is your calling that person, checking on them. Sometimes that love is to pray for that person. Sometimes love is to give to that person. Sometimes it's to help that person. Sometimes it's just to check on that person. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, the summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. I wanted to bring out the seed time and harvest part. Speak seed time and harvest. You get back what you put in. No seed, no harvest. Little seed, little harvest. Much seed, much harvest. Don't sow, don't reap. We all would love to have a great return on the dollar. We want the value of something that to match what it's worth. Example, you remember the three men, one had with the talents, one had five, one had two, one had one. Five, the one with the five, went and did something with it and came back with a return and gave five more. He doubled up his money. He doubled it up. The one with two did the same thing because he used what God had gave him. But the one took it and he hid his money and gave back to him what he had given him. That's not what God wants us to do. He said, if I have put in talents in you, give. If I have put love into you, give. Don't bring back to me the same thing that I gave you. Bring back more. If we're just one, I should be coming back to the church with more. I'm just one saved, but I should be trying to help more to get saved. If I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I should be praying for my brothers and sisters that they get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, my God. I'm almost through. Oh. We should be getting deeper into God's word and gaining wisdom, doing more in the church and the community, sharing more with others, living and lifting up Jesus everywhere, telling everyone where he brought us from. You should be telling your testimony everywhere you go. Huh? Now, wait for the Lord to share with you when to give it, but if he tell you to give it, don't sit back and say, well, no, I don't know. They're going to understand. If he's telling you to do it, then do it. Growing spiritually in the knowledge and wisdom, loving more and forgiving more, trusting God the more. For when you look back from where he's brought you from, you can give God the glory. Many of you should have been dead and gone. I'm going to say it again. Some of y'all should have been dead and gone. But we know where God has brought us from, how God spared our life. Oh, God, praising God the more for every miracle, every blessing, every promotion, every elevation, every restoration, every edification, every healing, and every revelation that God has given you. Matthew 16:26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? All the wealth, glory, pleasure, and power of the earth are worthless in a dying man's eyes. It's amazing how when we're in sin, we're so pushed to do the things that we desire. You remember when you were out there? I can speak for me. I remember when I had to do the things that I want to do, and it was like pressing to make sure I got it done. I accomplished that what I wanted to. But then when trouble came and I needed the Lord, all of a sudden, those things didn't matter anymore. That was the least on my mind. Matter of fact, even when I wasn't saved, when it came to my mind, I said, I don't need to be thinking about that right now. I need God's help. It's amazing how you get focused when trouble arises. We're looking at this world today that all the trouble that is going on, and we went through COVID when COVID was around, and we lost over 1 million folks. Man, you couldn't even have to get to a church. You just got on Zoom. Whatever you could do. You was masking up. You was getting in. You was praying. We was trying to break down the stores, trying to get all the Lysol in the world and all the wipes and all that stuff. We couldn't even bring our gifts in. If we ordered them on Amazon without spraying them down and bringing them in, you did all that. And God spared our lives, and here we are today. Yeah. We are in a place, and we look at the world in the condition that it's in right now. And man, if it ain't pressing you to pray, something wrong with you. If you ain't pressing you to want to live right, something wrong with you. If it's not pressing you to want to get closer to God, something wrong with you. If it doesn't make you want to get in God's word and know what he's doing at this time, something is wrong with you. That was the greatest exchange given. Jesus gave his life so that we could live more abundantly. To give up your life is to gain life in God. To give up your life, your worldly desires, your flesh, to live for God is life in God. To give up your worldly desires to gain treasures.